Fondazione Radio Magica presents Lucky Charm Facial Expressions, The Sneeze and The Man That Looks at the Sun. Busts made between 1770 and 1783 by Franz Xaver Messerschmidt. Fondazione Coronini Kronberg Museum, Gorizia. Written by Elena Comisati. Read by Rachel Hay.
Try standing in front of a mirror and pinching yourself. Make some strange grimaces. After a while, change your expression. Make some more grimaces. Now take a piece of paper and a pencil. Try to remember your expression and draw a self-portrait. Go on, you've only just looked at yourself. It shouldn't be difficult. Draw everything. Mouth, nose, eyes, skin wrinkles, arched eyebrows, ears, head, raised forehead. Now think about this. What did I have in mind when I was making those faces? Was I happy? Was I amused? Was I thinking of something in particular? This game of making grimaces, looking in the mirror and drawing self-portraits was the way in which the German artist-sculptor Franz Xaver Messerschmidt in the 18th century made 49 heads out of bronze and other materials. According to him, those masks kept evil spirits away. Who knows what he thought he was doing with that strange method of keeping spirits away? Perhaps he hoped to scare them. It is certainly hard to judge. People's actions can sometimes seem strange to us, and the reasons for certain ways of behaviour often remain a mystery. When these heads, called character heads, were made, they were displayed in the corridors of a hospital entrance to make the people coming in smile. No one gave them importance as works of art. And just think, today each of them is priceless. If you enter the Coronini Kronberg building and visit the Messerschmidt room, you'll find a big surprise. Two of the original 49 character heads are there. Franz Xaver Messerschmidt made these 49 artworks when he was in Vienna, Munich, and then in Bratislava, where he died in 1783. The heads are kept in the world's major museums, and two of these are in Gorizia. Before ending up in the hands of Count Guglielmo Coronini, the last owner of the building, which is now a museum, it seems that the two heads had belonged to a cousin of his, Eleonora Palfi Down, who was also a countess. It was Eleonora who in 1937 wrote to Guglielmo asking him for advice on how to sell the two works, and her cousin immediately told her that he really liked those two faces with grimaces and strange expressions. So the Count bought them, and since 1940, the two crazy heads with all their wrinkled skin are on display at the museum.